Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you can join us today. Matter of fact, we're blessed every time that you get to join us. Now, today we have the founder of Lead by Grace Ministries with us to explain how she has overcome setbacks and relied on God's grace to help her remain strong for her family. And doing so, he has led her to start the Lead by Grace Bible Study Series, which provides a framework for Christian women to strengthen their walk with Christ as they step into God's epic plan and purpose for their own life. Lead by Grace was born out of the Lord's pushing for Kelly Dower to share her story of transformation to help support others on their journey of faith. Kelly leads a very busy life in Southern California, where she has the honor of being a single mom to three wonderful children. She also has a full-time career outside of her home and not one, but two entrepreneurial adventures, which we'll get into as well if we have time. She is passionate about serving and investing in others while pursuing the epic plan she knows God has for her life as well. Help me welcome to the program, Kelly Dower. Kelly, you are one busy lady. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to visit with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to speak with you.
All right. Now, Kelly, the first question I always start out with right out the gate is this. Tell us in your own words, who is Kelly Dower?
I would say that if I was going to describe myself, I would definitely say as a mom, I have three wonderful kids, two of which are autistic, and I love the Lord, and as He continues to speak to me stronger now than ever, I realize that the stuff that we've gone through and the testimony that I have had a purpose that I never recognized before. So that truly is me in a nutshell. I have an unbelievable church here in Southern California under Mike Yearley. He's an amazing teacher, and God just continues to move. So I am shocked, surprised, and truly honored with, and I really mean that, with everything that He's doing with me and my family.
Amen. Now, explain to us how you were led to start Lead by Grace Ministries.
About 10 years ago, while praying with a very strong core group of women in San Diego, where I lived at the time, God gave me a vision of speaking to women and on a stage, or it was a platform, and the entire premise of it was to encourage women with my testimony. And at that time, we were in the middle of probably one of the worst seasons that we had gone through. And I am not one to share anything extremely personal, very outgoing outside of my testimony. There is an truly, there's an element of, you know, that fear of someone knowing the real details. I was always the one that they came to for prayer. I was always the one they came through, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I don't understand how you're so strong through this. But on the inside, I was terrified to truly share my testimony, and it has taken 10 years to get there. But about 3 months ago, God really asked me, are you going to surrender and do what I'm asking you to do to support women, or are you going to continue to live in fear? And He challenged me to give up fear, and the minute that I did, the floodgates opened and writing and the desire to dig in deeper, and it has not stopped. So Amen. 6 weeks ago, I decided to go ahead and do what He was asking me, and for 10 years, I tried to get the domain of Lead by Grace, and it was never available, so my little point to Him was, all right, fine, if the domain's available, I'll do it. And gosh darn it, it was available. So, he works wonders when it's the timing's there, but
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, as your ministry continues to grow, He'll remind you that it's all about Him. Mm-hmm. As we were talking before we started about the beginning of this ministry, and the exponential growth that I've seen this radio station have, and the way that He lined everything up. And one day I was asking Him, I said, Lord, you know, why me? Why, you know, this radio station being as successful as it is, why did you pick me? And he has such a way of bringing you back into the humble abode. He said, you weren't my first choice.
Wow.
And then he said, but you were the first one to obey.
Wow.
And that, you know, I've never forgotten that, you know. And every now and then I say, what do you mean I wasn't your first choice? But somebody somewhere missed out on a huge blessing because they didn't obey, you know. And and that's that what you just said reminded me of that, because it got to that point where he's like, look, am I going to have to find somebody else to do what I've called you to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's your choice. He's not going to force it on you. He's not going to make you do it.
Nope.
But it's got to be your choice, your decision to say, okay, I'll obey. I'll submit. I'll do it. And as soon as you said that, look at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, you know, what you thought was an excuse, like, yeah, this will get me out of it, because I hadn't been. It's, oh, man.
Yeah. And I kept reminding him, I'm so busy at work. Yep. Okay, thanks so much for that. Yeah. There was nothing else but yep.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you talk about on your website beauty for ashes. Explain mm-hmm. to us what you mean by that phrase.
We, the kids and I won't go into grave detail, but you know, we've been through so much. There was restraining orders. There was an assumption of maybe a hit out on us. There was, or specifically on me, there was financial trials and things that a lot of people just kept saying, walk away. It gets easier if you're not challenging, the darker side, if you will. And I obviously just couldn't. Mm-hmm. But I was praying and asking God, why are you taking me through this? And he brought me back to that scripture. You know, I will give you beauty for ashes. Stick with it. And my pastor, at the same weekend that I felt like I got that word, she prayed over me and said, God is just showing me that you are that woman anointing him and wiping up your tears with your hair, and he will give you beauty for ashes. And I've never forgotten that.
Yeah. Amen. Wow. That's powerful spoke, because that was a confirmation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's amazing when God does a confirming, usually it's a verbatim quote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from different sources, you know. And so, yeah, I've had that same experience. And when I've heard it, I just turn around like, where'd you get that from? who told you that? You know, type
where'd you read that?
That's right. That's right.
And that same weekend when she spoke that word over me, I was driving home and Crystal Lewis was on the radio. And Crystal Lewis has not been played in what feels like centuries, but her song Beauty for Ashes came on. I was like, okay, well, that's my third confirmation. We're good
there
to go.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about God's faithfulness is not just answering, as you put it in one of your blog posts. God's not just there to be, and I'm paraphrasing here, what it was in your blog post, a proverbial ATM machine, you know, just to answer our prayers whenever we get into trouble. But you share that he is the calm to our storms, that he has an epic plan for our life. Explain what you mean by all of that.
So over the past 2 years, my husband left us, and after literally, it was almost 1 year to the day, and there's lots of things that he was dealing with, and lots of stuff has come to light since then. But I didn't know what to do. I had moved from San Diego, gave up my entire life, moved up north near L.A., and when somebody leaves, all of the friends that we knew here, all of the family, you know, we had nothing, literally, and all of my family lives in Arizona. So I just had to dig in, and I felt like we were in the worst storm I had ever been in. And he reminded me of the scripture that he was still in the boat. He was sleeping, and he never left the boat. So I just need to remember that he's still in the boat with me. And regardless of what I was seeing, he will calm it. And he absolutely did. And he walked us through it. I'm not going to pretend it was easy. But he was faithful. And it taught especially my daughter, my youngest one, it taught her that if you walk faithfully and you speak out his word, he absolutely comes in. And there were times that she would quote something. I remember I was crying about some stuff. She clearly didn't know all the details. And she came in and said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "Well, you know, buddy, I'm trying to deal with some things." And her comment to me at 6 years old as she was walking out, she's all, "Do we serve a big God?" I said, "Well, of course we do." She's all, "Then you can quit crying." And she walked out. I was like,
hey, man,
you know what?
Out of the mouth of babes.
Oh, she's an unbelievable prayer warrior. But I loved her innocence in it, and she believed it verbatim. She was wondering why I was crying.
That's right. Amen. Yes. You know, when you talk about Jesus asleep in the boat, there's also, if you go in and read that scripture, this something that jumped out at me one time when I was reading it. It said, "And there were other little boats with him." So he may have been in the boat with the disciples, but all these other boats were going through the storm.
Wow.
And when he calmed the storm, because the disciples' boat was about to get swamped, well, all these other little boats were having a tough time of it also, but they also got in on the blessing.
That's amazing.
You know? And just that one little phrase, just, you know, I was reading one day and said, "And there were other little boats with him," and the Lord just had me focus on that, that not only is he bringing you through whatever it is you're going through, but you're going to be able to, through your blessing, you're going to be able to help others that are around you go through the same exact storm that he's bringing you through. So just, you know, just I'll just throw that out there. But, you know, when you were talking about that, Jesus sleeping the boat, that came back to my memory. Can you explain what Esther, Ruth, and the dimmer principle is?
Sure. So Esther and Ruth are just two of my heroes in the Bible. I love, especially Esther, you know, Jesus, or I'm sorry, the Lord isn't even named in the book of Esther, but it clearly, you know, her uncle's faith and the faith that she ended up walking in. But when I think about what she went through, you know, being taken and then all of a sudden going to this harem, you know, for me, I equate that to sex slaves.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I see it. So looking at what she did there, and she listened and she followed what he asked her to do, whether it was, you know, her uncle translating it for her, but she still had the same conviction, but listened and followed. It's the same thing with Ruth. You know, there was no reason for her to stay with her mother-in-law, but she listened and she learned who the Lord was. And, you know, she becomes this really strong follower. And I look at her testimony, you know, she has this kingsman redeemer who comes in, God's faithfulness, and obviously the lineage of Christ is clearly in their lineage, but to watch her listen and follow, it's the exact same thing. And it didn't matter if she was gleaning in fields or she was finally being blessed immensely, you know, by Boaz, she still listened and she followed. And my pastor actually has this really great principle. It's called the Dimmer principle. And he describes it as when the Holy Spirit talks to you, you hear him pretty loudly the first time. And, you know, it may be confirmed multiple times. But as you ignore him and you don't truly listen and do the act of following, it's like a dimmer switch. It gets turned down a little bit, and he's not yelling, you know, loud enough anymore. And eventually, you don't hear him anymore. So that thing that he asked you to do and to step into, that blessing that he has for you, regardless of how difficult it is in the process, he's not pursuing that like the way he was before because you've chosen not to listen. So as you, you know, continue to turn it down, eventually it stops. And, you know, with a dimmer, you can turn it all the way down, but usually, depending on the device, there's still the electricity going to it. All you have to do is slightly turn it up, and the light is brighter and brighter. So you're sort of choosing to shut out the light, and unfortunately that results obviously in more darkness. But that principle stuck with me. And I'll tell you, that was one of the main reasons that when God kept saying, step out in your faith, tell your testimony, I had ignored it for a very long time and turned it down. And as a reminder, you got to turn it back up, and you have to listen and follow. But it is up to us to choose to or not, because he will find somebody else to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And with the dimmer switch, like you said, the electricity's still running through there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you decide, you know, something's wrong with this switch and you decide to take it apart, you're going to find out real quick that the juice is still there.
Exactly.
maybe it wasn't the switch after all. Maybe it was me, you know?
Yep.
And unfortunately, so many of us, as you said, we dim the switch so much that we think, oh, the light's not working.
Yep.
And it must not be working anymore. You know, maybe I missed it. And when you actually start to, you know, disconnect the switch, maybe you're going to hook up a new switch. Oh, we got this new thing coming down, you know. And God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that juice is still running. And sometimes it takes that little, just that little jolt to let you know that he's still there.
Exactly. But taking that further, you could choose at that point to make a very clear statement that you're not going to obey and go to that circuit breaker and turn it all off. And he'll allow us to do it.
Yeah.
And I think we've all gotten kind of close to that. It's just taking us a little longer to come around.
Yep,
but
that's true.
Yeah. That's that principle that really stuck with me.
And as my dad used to say, you'd bite off your nose to spite your face.
Exactly. Yeah. Bite off the hand that's feeding you.
Yep, that's right. Okay, now let's go back to God's plan for our life. Each and every person, you state, and I agree with, it's not a big plan or a small plan, but a God-sized plan that's the perfect fit for each individual and God's calling on our life. I guess the question I have for you is, how can we know what that plan is?
I struggled with that for probably a 3-year period when my pastor started talking about, you know, the epic plan for our life. I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people step into this really great epic plan that God has for them. And it's usually the people that I feel are, you know, really anointed, or God, you know, just came in and swooped in and they've got this really great testimony. But I truly didn't, regardless of how I was speaking, I truly didn't see that it was epic. You know, I felt as though, you know, having the failed marriages or, you know, not being the perfect mom and other things we put on ourselves or somebody else has spoken over you, I kept thinking, I don't deserve it. The enemy just kept reminding me of all the failures and how if I put myself out there, people aren't not only going to judge me, but they're going to see that as a Christian, God doesn't really pull through. So for me, as I just surrendered, he helped me realize that the epic plan of one is different for everyone, but he has intent for everyone. He is, you know, pursuing relentlessly every single one of us. So the epic plan for me is working and being willing to step out and be vulnerable, but I can see now how what we went through is truly not, you know, I hate to use the word, I'm blessing others, but ultimately that's what it is. But I can see what I went through, that I can support people on a different level than somebody who's never been through it. Mm-hmm. And I know the epic plan and there's kind of the route that God's putting my daughter through. And like I said, she's a ridiculous prayer warrior. I can see where the autism with my middle son, how he sees people differently and he's able to touch people on a different level. Mm-hmm. And I see others who have struggled or even people who haven't struggled, who haven't stepped into that. God's plan is huge and we have no idea what he has in store and how far he will and can take it unless we just go, okay, it's yours. And I've been shocked literally by what he's doing. Not even here, but like we were talking about before, in Muslim countries and other places that we wouldn't expect to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned before that you're part of a prayer room. Tell us about that. How long have you been involved with that?
So they were the ones that walked us through for about 5 years, not just in San Diego, but up here when we moved up. And I would go every week and get prayed over, just trying to pray through everything and come into agreement with other believers as to what God was doing. And at about January of this year, I've always had the gift of prayer. And I hate to say I've got a gift, but it's true. And God kept reminding me that I had that, but that I wasn't using it. So I prayed about it, and it's an international healing room. It is all over the place. It's based, I believe, in Seattle. But there's healing rooms throughout the nation and internationally. And I approached them. Actually, they approached me about starting to volunteer a little bit, and I loved it so much that I volunteer every single week. I have seen God do things that I never thought that I would see with my own eyes. You see things, you know, you read about things that are happening in third world countries and other things that, you know, we just don't see it in the States. But I've seen physical healing as well as deep emotional healing. And God is attacking the core issues with people, and their testimonies are unbelievable. But almost every week, a part of what I have gone through, I get to minister with somebody and talk about how God brought me through it. And without fail, every week, there's somebody that we talk to and encourage. And everybody's kind of in the healing room. Everybody who volunteers, it's amazing how God just matches us up with the right person. But every single week, and we talked about that last week, actually, that God knows who's coming in. He knows, obviously, what we've been through. And he knows that because we're going to listen and follow and he's going to give us the right words to say, that there will be changes in people's lives.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us about your Lead by Grace Bible study series.
So when God asked me to step out and start sharing my testimony, I didn't really know how to do that. So as I was praying about it, he kept bringing me back to my journals and walking me through how far he's taking me. So he told me to start at the beginning. So I had journals from back into 2009 when I'd really started journaling. And as I was reading it, I was astonished how broken I was in the words that I wrote. So he told me, start at the beginning and start encouraging people and telling your testimony. And literally this entire thing has been formatted by me starting on, I believe it was the 6th of 2009, July of 2009, that I just have started writing one page at a time. And that's where the blogs are coming from. So that's just how that's manifesting. But I'm surprised how easy the writing is coming. I thought for sure that would be my next excuse that I didn't have time, he didn't buy that. But it has been astonishing. So as he said, he reminded me that he's led me through all this with his grace, and now it's time for me to step out and lead my own life with that same grace, and then show that to other people. That's how it all came together.
Yeah, amen. And you mentioned it as you were talking about this. I thought it, and you said, I'll just reemphasize it, that as you're going back through reading these things again, you realize how far he's brought you.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So,
and I joke around that I should be metallurgically perfect at this point because of the scripture where he refines us. At some point, that scale is going to be Kelly Dower's life. There we go. That's our baseline. We're not there yet, but I'm telling you, I'm going to profess that at some point. You're going to see that in the market.
Amen. Now, is this a virtual Bible study?
No.
Do you do it
at home? Sorry, go ahead.
Or how do you conduct a Bible study?
So we will have videos for people to do, whether they do it at home or whether they do it in a like a home life group, or if it goes further than that. But we'll have videos that are weekly coordinating with what that specific week is in the series. And the book is written as a Bible study, but I've written it, formatting it, that if you're doing a home Bible study, there's, you know, at least a page of, you know, here's what you can share in a group. But it really asks the very hard questions for someone going through it on their own, and they could choose to share that. But it's the core questions that God's asking us to really think through. So that's how it's written, and it's electronic. It'll be an ebook first. It'll get released this week. It'll be electronic. I don't anticipate that there would be paper copies, only because it's so much easier and financially much less for anybody buying or developing it to do it through an ebook. So that will likely be the method that it will go out in.
Okay, amen. That's my next question. Is there is a book that's about to be published then?
Yes, I believe that it will be published by Friday. I'm giving myself the grace to go to Monday, though.
Work through the weekend.
So. Exactly. It's that perfection.
Hey, folks. Pastor Bob here. Unfortunately, we are all out of time for today's episode with Kelly Dower. I mean, she is starting a ministry that is just on fire. I mean, Lead by Grace. What a name. Amen. And she ministers in the prayer room, praying with people all around the world. And she's being led to start this Bible study series, mainly, I suppose if you're a guy and you want to sign up for the Bible study series, she is going to, you know, allow you to partake in it. But her desire, her calling is to minister to Christian women, to help them strengthen their walk with Christ, you know, as they find God's epic plan. I love that saying, God's epic plan and purpose for their own life. And, you know, she birthed this ministry out of her own adversity that she's been going through, and God has brought her through. Amen. And she is, if you aren't catching the vision of what she's trying to do, your wood's wet. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. But, you know, you have to be able to understand what it is she's trying to do. She's, you know, coming up with the ebook that she's working on. And by the time you hear this broadcast, it should be published and be ready for you to order. And all these things going on together just says that she is definitely on fire for God. Amen. And, oh, the ministry that she has for these women is just so impressive. And you need to come back to catch the rest of tomorrow's interview. Part two is coming tomorrow. We're going to finish up our interview with Kelly. And you do not want to miss what we're going to be over, because it just gets better and better and better. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.